We just talked about this dude who got caught taking a little skinny dip there in the Bass Pro Shop aquarium and asked, where were you caught naked? Was it an accident? Was it a bet, a dare? There was this TikTok that went viral a couple years ago. And it's kind of funny. a husband and wife, and the wife was like, you know, they have like frosted glass window in their second floor bathroom, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's in the shower and in the bathtub area. So she was like, one time she was like, hey, you know, it's frosted glass, but will you do me a favor? And I want to know what you can actually see from the outside. So when it got dark, she had her husband go upstairs to the second floor bathroom and act like he was taking a shower.
I felt like people could see me even though it's frosted glass. So I asked my husband to pretend he's showering so I could see.
Yeah, and so she's laughing because you can pretty much see the entire silhouette of a person.
Oh, boy.
And so she was like, I found out I was the naked person in our neighborhood.
And that is how. Oh, that's fun.
Right. Right. Got another message from a listener. I was doing a Zoom meeting with a coworker, and his wife walked by in the background fully naked twice. I don't think she realized her husband's camera was on or that she was in view.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I will say I've been on Zoom calls or you know, those video calls and have had to, like, turn off the camera and go, like turn off camera, turn off mic and I'm on.
like
you have got to put clothes on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I remember I got caught going down the stairs in my house and realizing that like an Amazon delivery driver was coming up and to the porch, either that or it was like a UPS driver or FedEx or someone was delivering a package, and I was coming down at the exact moment that they were dropping the package off. They could see me, I could see them, and it was like, oh, hello. I mean, I was in my house.
No, I know, but then, you know, when you have a glass door, a storm door, and it's open. Yeah. Things like that can happen.
Another message. I work as a handyman. I went to a house to install some smoke detectors in bedrooms. I arrive. A woman lets me in, and I tell her that I'm going to be entering all the bedrooms, and I asked her if anyone else was home. She says no. First bedroom I enter, naked dude sleeping on the bed.
Ooh.
On my way out, I...
By the way, you do have someone here. I'm not sure if you knew.
I know. I asked why she told me no one was in the house, and she apparently, quote, forgot about the sleeping naked dude.
Oopsies.
Oh, shoot.
My bad.
Yeah. There, another message. Working in hotels, you see a lot of people naked. From your perspective, it's accidental. From theirs, a lot of time, it's deliberate. And she said most of them tend to be the standard, quote, woman orders room service and is naked when you go to deliver it as a fun prank.
Wow.
Yeah. Or,
okay.
Or the customer wakes up to go to the restroom in the early hours of the morning, too sleepy or drunk to realize that they used the wrong door and are now in the hallway rather than the restroom.
Oh, no.
Has to go to the front desk to get someone to let them back into their room.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Didn't you have a story similar to that? I want to say that I remember you saying the story something like that. Where you got locked out of a hotel room. Maybe
I wasn't naked.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, never mind then.
You're so disappointed. Like, your story sucks now. You're not naked.
Have you ever heard of embellishing? No, it's good. So there you go. If you got any more that you want to add into the mix, we'd love to hear them. 502-795-1997.